Blackstone Audio presents The Sharing Knife, Part 3, Passage, by Lois McMaster Bujold. One. Dag was riding up the lane, thinking only of the chances of a Bluefield Farm lunch and his likelihood of needing a nap afterwards, when the arrow hissed past his face. Panic washing through him, he reached out his right arm and snatched his wife from her saddle. He fell left, dragging them both off and behind the shield of their horses, snapping his sputtering ground sense open wide. Range still barely 100 paces blighted. Torn between thoughts of Fawn, of the knife at his belt, of the unstrung bow at his back, of how many, where. All of it was blotted out in the lightning flash of pain as he landed with both their weights on his healing left leg. His cry of, "Spark, get behind me," transmuted to, "Oh, blight it," as his leg folded under him. Fawn's mare bolted. His horse Copperhead shied and jerked at the reins still wrapped around the hook that served in place of Dag's left hand. Only that, and Fawn's support under his arm as she found her feet, kept him upright. "Dag!" Fawn yelped as his weight bent her. Dag straightened, abandoning his twisting reach for his bow, as he at last identified the source of the attack. Not with his ground sense, but with his eyes and ears. His brother-in-law.